Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's poppin', my G's? PSA Hip Hop, boy. Where you get that raw, uncut hip hop? Me and my brother hold it down. Mr. Ten Summers, what's good?
I can't believe I just called you that.
Good, I am.
Oh God! Why did I call you?
Watts, aka Ten Summers. We are in the 10th summer, so that's who I am.
What's okay, good, whatever, my dude.
Let's get right into it, my dude. I say the year 2004 in hip hop.
Say what, my G?
What's so funny about this year is that 2004 was the debut album of one of the artist who I believe shaped the sound and is the most influential, impactful creative artist of the last 15 years. His run in 2004. So 2004, to me, we were still at the peak of G-Unit era, Dipset mixtape era, you know,
mixtape era, period, though.
This is heavy mixtape era to me, mixed with
Okay-ish albums.
Yeah, Okay-ish albums. But you had some debut classics. So, but we're gonna have to set it off with the album to set it off. College Dropout from Yeezy.
Out the rip.
It has to be set off by that because you really can't talk 2004 without talking about College Dropout. Very different Kanye, not the Kanye that exists today. This is the hungry backpack, soul sampling, influenced by the RZA Kanye. And that's That's where you get College Dropout.
Four and a half mics.
Four to me. Four and a half.
Well, people consider this one of his best. When they talk about the Kanye West catalog, they put this in a top three, sometimes top two.
Yes, they do, and it's rightfully so. It's his first album, so I totally understand that. We all know about Through the Wire. It was a single that he released in 2003. So he soul sampled Chaka Khan, and he rapped Through the Wire because his teeth were closed, and he rapped like that. You know, this is how he sounded, how he rapped. So it was a very deep, introspective song, and you know, hip hop wasn't ready at the time. I know that for a fact because I remember when Through the Wire was out. And I was like, yeah, what's this? And I heard it, and I was like, oh, all right, whatever. It ain't going nowhere. And I just left it at that. I did not realize.
But then, after Jesus Walks, though, when Jesus Walks came on the scene, it was a wrap. When Kanye dropped Jesus Walks, can we both agree on this? Like, shit changed? That took him over the hump.
It did, but it took him over the hump. The album had to, it was a slow burn. It had to grow on you. Because Jesus Walks was his fourth single from the album. So
that's
it wasn't
crazy.
Even his first single. It was just like he was dropping songs. Because remember, Kanye had to, he really had
all
to earn.
All files down, joint.
Yeah, he had to earn his respect and earn his props. And he did. So you clearly know. Let's see what you know. What is my favorite song off this album? Let me see if you could tell me. There are two. You tell me what you think of my favorite song off this album.
Spaceships, because I love Spaceships. With GLC and Mary J. Blige, of course.
Okay. Absolutely.
Two
not
words.
Obviously,
two on. Words. With Mos Def and Freeway.
Okay. Obviously,
I love
not
that
my
joint.
Favorite song of the end.
Those are my joints.
Okay, so now let me give you my joint.
Well, nigga, don't ask me. Well, nigga, don't ask me what's your favorite joint. And then my well, that's not what I look. Shit. Oh, damn. Like, I'm supposed to know what your favorite joints are here.
You know what I'm about with hip hop. So what do you say?
Get them high.
Why did you say that?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't know
why? Don't
why?
You tell the audience? Why don't you tell the audience? Well, tell the PSA Hip Hop Common Boys.
Everybody has the Kanye West album. They know exactly what we're talking about. Get 'Em High was my favorite song on the album. I love the beat, and I love his back and forth with Common, a goat, with Talib Kweli.
Facts.
A great MC. And at this time, you know, I didn't know Kanye even knew these dudes. Like, Kanye was behind the scenes as a producer, so you never knew who he listened to, what he liked. Like I told you, we're in G-Unit era right now. I'm listening to Graf,
yeah.
Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
Saigon.
Saigon, Hardcore. So this album, album is out, right?
Papoose is bubbling.
Hard. So Shay Davis on the Smack DVDs. So,
oh, stop it. Oh, God, Shay Davis. Jesus.
No. This is my 2004. This is my 2004 stuff. So this album was out, but it wasn't like my must-have heavy rotation. This album had to grow on me. You know what I'm saying? But I will say he had a monster hit with Slow Jams with Twista and Jamie Foxx. Monster hit.
I might be wrong. That song might have took him over the top.
That song was a huge song. Jesus Walks, like you said, Jesus Walks took him to another level. It took him to mainstream America. Now he's here. I really like the song Never Let Me Down with Hov. I really, really like that. That was one of my favorites. I like Workout Plan.
Workout Plan, really? You like that? You like Workout Plan?
Yeah.
Nah, I never played that song. That video was trash. I never liked the song, yay.
Kanye,
when's the last time you listened to Late Registration or College Dropout? And I know I don't want to be the guy that says, oh, go back to this, because it's a different mind state. You're dropping your first album. I get it, my dude. You're in a different whole type of mind state the way you are now, hip hop. But man, I miss this Kanye boy. All right, man. I'm going to Harlem, my G. Going to Harlem. Going to Cameron. Killer Cam. Purple Haze. Yes, Watson. I rocked with this album heavy. I know you might not be the biggest Killer Cam fan, but I am. You know, we talk about intros a lot, and the Purple Haze intro was very, I liked it. It was very delightful, to use that expression. More Gangster Music was dope. Get Down was dope. For me, this is a four-mic album for me, my dude. Down and Out with Kanye, who just spoke about. Some joints saying I could do without. But overall, I give it 4 mics, though. Get Them Girls is my joint, though.
Get Them Girls was my joint with J.R. Ryder. That was my... No. Which one was the one with J.R. Ryder?
I don't think it was that one, though.
No, it wasn't Get Them. It wasn't Get Them Girls. It wasn't Get Them Girls.
Get Them Girls with Jimmy Calrell. All the remixes when they went on top of the roof.
You're right.
The camera shot.
Yes. One of my songs on here was the song with was it More Gangster Music? Which one was out?
Yeah, More Gangster Music was on here. More Gangster Music was definitely on here, boy.
Yeah. No. I mess with it. Like I played this album. I'm not gonna front. Down and Out with Kanye, since we talked about it, that was a big deal. But I played this album. I like this album. You giving it four?
Four.
Oh, that's the song, my joint on here, Shake with J.R. Ryder. That was my song. That
oh, Shake,
was
yeah.
My song. Yes, because remember, this is when J.R. Ryder, mixtape, Ryder's Block came out in 2004.
Yeah,
Ryder's Block mixtape came out, that was a big deal to me. Into the
yes,
Streets.
Facts.
So I was heavy into J.R. Ryder's Block. That's a mixtape.
Like J.R. Ryder, J. Hood. Like, I put those cats in the same, you know, class.
They let me tell you something, man. Jay Ride and Jay Hood had a big impact on me on my mixtape consumption.
Yo, my dude, I like Jay Hood a lot, man. Niggas be trying to front him. I mean, I know he was talking about Tales from the Hood for like 20 years. That never came out, but I rocked with Jay Hood heavy, man.
No.
Jay Hood has a better verse than Sheek. I know niggas don't want to keep it tall, but there's some joints where Jay Hood had better verses on their mixtapes than Sheek.
A lot. And the reason why I really respected Jay Hood, because Jay Hood was this young teenage dude who was going ball for ball with the Lox on a regular basis. The Lox had a 4-year run where they rapped with Jay Hood on everything they rapped with.
Facts.
So I really, really rocked with Jay Hood. But back to this album. Yeah. So I like the Adrenaline with Twista. I like that how they flipped that over. I like Shake. I like Get 'em Girls. Yo, this album, you write, this is a 4-mic album. Cam, back-to-back great albums from Cam. From Come Home With Me to Purple Haze. So
SDE, my nigga. SDE down. Don't front on Sports, Drugs, Entertainment.
That's 3 in a row. That's 3 in a row. Definitely feel that. Definitely feel that. So I totally like this album.
And some people, and to keep it tall, some people like Sports, Drugs, Entertainment more than Purple Haze.
Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people do. It's not some people, a lot of people do. Remember, Cam changed the way he flowed and rhymed on Purple Haze.
Yes, at this time, yeah. That's true.
He was completely rhymed completely different. This is the Cam, the modern
computer's
day Cam.
Computer's peeing, man. This is when computer's peeing right here.
the modern day Cam is the guy you see now. So I'm going to take it to, you took it to Harlem, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take it to Yonkers. So I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it to Top 5 Dead or Alive, and that's off the strength of 1LP. That's where I'm taking it. Who really the best rapper that's been in here? That's where I'm taking it. That's where I'm taking it. So do you know who I'm about to talk about?
Of course. K-I-double-S.
Okay. Yeah. Most Beams is infrared, but mine is fluorescent. That guy. K-I-double-S. Most Beams are infrared, but mine's are fluorescent. Woo! Verse for verse, I still have not found a rapper alive who has more hotter verses than Jadakiss. Alive in the last 20 years. There ain't no rapper. Let's get to the Kiss.
Hold me that far behind again.
Let's get to Kiss second album. He had his biggest hit ever, Why, with Alexander Hamilton. It got very controversial because he said,
Why is big?
Why did Bush take down the towers? That became big.
Let's be real. That was a different Jada we saw, because Jada never really made conscious songs like that prior.
To me, this song wasn't even that conscious. It was just a good hip-hop song. But because
well,
he said...
Well, just Jada getting out of the element of talking street corner rap. You know what I'm saying?
This was a dope song. This Why was a super dope song. It highlighted how great a lyricist Jadakiss is, but me and you already knew that. Jadakiss was already the guy who used to rap with Hov and Big and go bar for bar with them like it was nothing, because he was just as nice as them, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jada, let's be real.
Yeah.
Jada to me sat at the table with Hov and Big, man.
Absolutely.
At the table.
And they both knew that. Nobody disputes that. There's no MC who disputes how nice Jadakiss is. Now, does he have these 5-mic classic albums? That's another discussion.
No.
But in terms of his lyricism, nobody questions is he dead nice.
And,
now,
let me say this. A lot of cats trying to front on this album, Watson. I didn't have a big problem with it like everyone did. No, it's not 5 mics. For me, it's 4.
Yo, my man, this is a strong 4 mics. I really like this album. This album got heavy burn. Summer 2004, this album was in constant rotation. Constant rotation. I mean, let's get to it. Why was an anthem. But, yo, Shootouts with Styles P was my joint over that rock
yes.
and roll.
Yes. Oh, man.
I mean, that back and forth. That's one of the greatest Style P and Jadakiss back and forth songs ever.
That's slept on. I think that's a slept on joint, because everybody goes to We Gonna Make It, but they don't talk about that joint.
This joint. It's thrown off because people don't like that rock and roll beat, right? But guess what? Lyrically, it's the same. This is prime,
prime Kendrick Styles going back and forth.
Let me keep it tall. My favorite songs on here is Still Feel Me. That's my joint, man. Still Feel Me. And what's the other joint he had? Still Feel Me and the other joint he had, man. And By Your Side. Still Feel Me and By Your Side. I love those joints. Welcome to D-Block joint with Eminem. Come on, man.
Listen. Let me tell you.
Ben had a white fan. You know what he said? Ben had a white fan base before the signing of Marshall. Boy.
Let me say this right now so everybody could be clear. Jadakiss bodied Eminem on this song.
That's a fact.
Jadakiss bodied Eminem on this song. You could tell Jada really wanted Eminem on this song. It meant something to him to get that feature. And when he got that feature, he let the world know, I sit at this table too. You know how you just said he sat at the table with Big and Hov? He sat at the table with M too in terms of living. M is on this song rapping the way he raps. Kiss had the better verse. Kiss sounded better.
I agree.
That's straight.
Niggas be trying to front. Niggas be trying to front on that. But I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So, you know, that's another song I liked. I liked Real Hip Hop with Chic. Yo, I like this album, man. Like, I really like this album because he put a lot of
Time's Up with Nate Dogg.
I know you don't like albums that have like 18 cuts. That's too much for you. It's too much listening. It's too much. I understand that. But to me, this album, first of all, if you think about the time we were in, he got Pharrell, Kanye, and Eminem on one album, and they were all in their prime. I don't think you realize how difficult that is. You're right.
That's home team, but still, you know.
No, but I know that. But I'm just saying, can someone today get these same guys? Now that all these guys are iconic and legendary, you can't get a track with all these guys on one album like he did. But this was still an album when everybody was still hungry.
If Drake decided he wants to really rap, he could. But, you know, it's neither here nor there.
I don't know if he get Eminem. I don't think it's easy to get Eminem. I don't know.
Drake
easy
can't
to
get Eminem. Are you at your damn mind?
No, I'm saying I don't think it's easy to get Eminem.
It's easy for Drake to get Eminem, my G. I'm gonna go on record and say Drake puts the call into Marshall to get a feature on his album. I don't think Marshall's gonna be like, no.
Okay.
I doubt that. I think Eminem will jump on that.
That's fair. This is a strong 4-mic album to me, brother. Strong 4-mic album to me, man. Strong. Strong. Jadakiss is, you know how I feel about Jadakiss. I said it. There's not a rapper who has better, hotter verses, hotter 16 than Jada in the last 20 years of hip-hop. If there is, come back to me and start with 1996 when you first heard Jadakiss on You'll See. Start from that Jadakiss verse to right now. The verses are dropping right now. There is no MC. There is no MC. Who has hotter
Jay-Z.
Versus
Sean
than
Corey
Jadakiss.
Carter?
All right, so I made my definitive statement. That's a definitive statement that cannot be refuted. So that's a kiss.
I'm gonna go to the South. Yeah, I'm going to the South. This dude right here, man. The South, obviously, they making obviously a name. Also, obviously, since Master P came, they were making a name from 97 down. But I thought Atlanta, this was I don't want to say the birth of Atlanta, man, but when T.I. dropped his Urban Legend album, my dude, You Don't Know Me, I got to say till this day, I still rock with that song, You Don't Know Me, man. Motivation was the joint. The King was fire. Why You Mad at Me? He has some joints on here, my dude.
This album is the coronation of
Bring 'em Out. Stuff.
This album... It's the coronation of Bring Him Out, where he has the Reasonable Doubt shirt on in the video. This is the coronation of T.I. as King of the South, in my personal opinion. This was the album that did it. Production was,
Was he hot? Yeah, he was hotter than Wayne. T.I. was hotter than Wayne 04. T.I. was hotter than Wayne 04.
I remember 106 in Park with Free, and... every time You Don't Know Me came on, yo, that I really, really liked this. I mean, come on, just think about who we had on here, man. Lil Jon on fire, Trick Daddy, Legend of Miami, Pharrell on a production tip and on a hook, Nelly.
Yeah.
Like, this is T.I. This is T.I. in his prime, man. This is T.I. to me officially as the King of the South. This is when he was saying it, and this is when nobody was disputing it, except Lil.
Well,
he took it.
And Luda. Luda was eye popping too, though.
Luda was more than popping. But
that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying
when T.I. was saying that,
nobody,
he anointed himself that, but Luda
right.
was out here moving and shaking also.
No, Luda was moving and shaking heavy, but Luda didn't want that smoke.
He didn't.
What?
Luda didn't want that smoke.
He didn't want that smoke.
Come on, son.
Lyrically,
Luda's better than T.I., bro. Lyrically. I'm gonna
let
people talk.
But that's not the debate. You're not saying anything that I'm trying to debate. King of the South was looted. King of the South was Tip. King of the South was Tip. King back. Come on, man.
Jeezy came,
yeah, so,
and then, you know.
I like this. Come on, man. Don't make me laugh,
motivation,
man.
Motivation came.
Don't make no disrespect to T.I.,
but none of his albums are better than Jeezy's Thug Motivation, The Recession, or those Jeezy mixtapes. None of his projects are better than those three. He has no projects better than Thug Motivation, The Recession, or Trap or Die Part 1.
Well, when we do our hip hop.
And I think the streets, they felt Jeezy a little more. Than T.I.
That's
the street.
No, that is absolutely not true. I do not believe that. There's no.
What are you talking about? The trap niggas. The trap niggas are 05. Are you serious? 05, 06? Are you bugging?
We're getting off of the track, so I'm going to take it back. When we do 2005
what
appreciation.
What are you talking about?
We do 2005 appreciation. You can talk all about how much you love Jeezy, right? But in 2005.
Yeah, because a year later, Jizzle came on the scene, and the shit was different.
But in 2004, no, it wasn't different. T.I. became a bigger
star.
He's always been a bigger star than Jeezy. He's always outsold Jeezy.
Jeezy
so
was for the streets, my nigga. That Thug Motivation was for the streets.
We don't want to talk about the commercial aspect of it. So now let me put my cards on the table. T.I. is better than Young Jeezy. Has always been better than Young Jeezy.
No, I don't think so. I disagree.
T.I. crap. Now, I don't know why Jeezy's name is even brought up into this, but this is a good album that you picked. You picked by picking... This is a good album that you picked when you picked T.I.'s album because, you know, to me, this was a very impactful
four
album
mics.
In 2004. Yes, yes. No question, four mics. I'm going to 41st Side and 12th Street and Vernon.
Wow.
Now, they don't live there anymore, but these dudes just never stopped making music. And they came out with an album called America's Nightmare. Like that album. It's a four mic album to me, brother. Straight up. It's a four mic album. To me. Mobb Deep's album's a four
mic. I'm not mad at that. I got 3.5. I'm not mad at that, though.
This is hard. The song American Nightmare is hardcore.
What's the joint with Little John they had? That was hard. The Little John trap is fire.
They had the joint Win or Lose. Fire beat.
That was my joint, too. Win or Lose is fire.
God,
the Twister was a joint that really set it off, though.
That was a big song for them because this 2004 was a big year for Twister. We're going to get into that. But I liked that Mobb Deep was, you know, Mobb Deep was great to me. One of our was featuring Jadakiss. You know, Kiss who dropped the album. We just talked about. He's there, you heard. So this was a four-mic album to me. And let's be real, I could just listen to a Mobb Deep album straight through, man. They're one of the few artists who I just press play and I just keep it going. You know what I'm saying? This album definitely got burned to me, and I played it. I played it a lot, man. It's a four-mic album to me, man.
Yeah, I got no problem with that album. I did like, and I think when people talk about Mobb Deep's catalog, they kind of forget this one because even myself, I was throwing Free Agents before this and not saying, and we forget about this project sometimes.
But you know why, right? You know why, right? Their name was destroyed by Hov. It's that simple. Hov was so powerful.
Nah, that's Infamy. But hold on. They dropped the Infamy when all that shit was going
on
with Hov.
Yeah, but it was never the same.
And
shit
was still
never
lovely.
It was never the same after that.
For me, it was.
Never, of course, Not for me and you. Not for me. But for everybody else it was. Because they weren't that popular then. That's why they came out with an album called Free Agents. They were not, you know,
I love Free Agents.
The music industry was fronting on them. You know what I'm saying? How Mobb Deep getting fronted on? Because somebody said,
that's
I
crazy.
Got money back bigger than you? That's why? You bugging. So so Mobb Deep album, easy four mics, man, without question.
All right. I'm going back to the South, my dude. This guy from Tennessee, people would say, you know, 50, of course, the general of G-Unit. Get Rich or Die Trying set off the run for the G-Unit group. Obviously, Banks dropped, but straight out of Cashville, dogs. I'm gonna be real, man. I was a big Young Buck supporter. I just was. I can't front. This is a classic. Some people say a South classic. I don't even want to put it just on a South thing. Overall, it's just great music. I'm a Soldier's my joint. Do It Like Me is my joint. Let Me In was the first single. That was fire. Look at me now. Welcome to the South. Prices on my head. Bonafide Hustler. Bang, bang. Thou Shalt Not. Black Gloves. 4.5, man. For real, bro. This is a fucking fire album. A dope debut for Young Buck, man. Better than Tony Ayo's Predicate of a Felon. Yes, I said it, Tony Ayo.
I'll take it a step further. We can make an argument that this was the best solo album of 2004. I like this album better than College Dropout.
I'm not mad at that.
I equally listen to this as much as I listen to Jadakiss's Kiss of Death. This album was in heavy, heavy rotation. Let me tell you why this album was so dope to me. I did not know how dope Young Buck really was. This is one of those albums that you get it, you know, because you like the crew he with. He spit some hot verses from you, but you really don't know how dope he is. This album let me.
But I think we saw glimpses off the Hot 97 freestyles and the Rhapsody freestyles and the G-Unit radio joints.
I saw no glimpses off of any freestyle. I saw glimpses off of the Beg for Mercy album. That's where I saw the glimpses on the Beg for Mercy album. He sounded great rapping with G-Unit. But this album, the reason why it hit me so hard and how dope it was is because he really painted that picture of Southern hip-hop on the street level. I love this album, man. When I say I love this album, this might have been my favorite album of 2004. And that's saying a lot because Kiss and Collins Dropout dropped in 2004. Yo, he bodied 50 on Bonafide Hustler.
Yo, yes, he did.
His verse was so street. Like, he out-streeted 50 on this.
Hold on. I'm going to put you on the spot. The Massacre or Straight Outta Cashville?
The Massacre.
I'm going Straight Outta Cashville.
Okay. That's not a problem with me. This is a great album to me. Let me tell you what song you should just, yo, Bang Bang and Thou Shalt. Those two songs were.
Yo, Thou Shalt is my joint, my dude. I love that song, man.
And it's all Young Buck by himself. So you could, yo, Black Gloves.
You're
crazy.
Yo, real quick, Watson. You know, we talked about T.I., we talk about Luda, we talk about Jeezy. Yo, Buck was right there with them niggas, man. For me, he was
Tell me, he was, this was a platinum album. So the streets loved it. It had commercial sales. This was at the height of G-Unit's popularity. Young Buck was more than at the table. Okay, he was more than at the table. He was here. I mean, just think about who's on this album in 04. David Banner was popping. Little Flip was popping. Luda is popping. Stat Quo was bubbling hard in the A.
Don't do that. Don't Stat Quo talk.
I like this song with Stat Quo. I like this song with Stat Quo. I really like Stat Quo. I really like Stat Quo. Nice. This album to me is 4.5 mics, and I really like the song with Stat Quo. I'm a big Stat Quo fan. He just never dropped an album. So let me give you a sidebar. A lot of my favorite MCs never ever dropped an album, like Corey Guns and Graf. And those are two of my favorite MCs, okay? And they never dropped an official album, per se. But they have music that I listen to heavy. this is this Young Buck album, Easy 4.5, and is it my turn?
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it with G-Unit. We're going to keep it with G-Unit family, and we're going to go to the PLK, Punchline King, Lloyd Banks, Hunger for More.
Oof. Wow. I love this album. Fire. Four mics, I would say. I was wondering if I always wondered at this time, could Banks hold down a solo album? Because when I say solo album, just joints-wise. Because we know he can rhyme. He's the PLK at this, killing all the freestyles, all the Gina Radio shit. But, yo, I was very impressed with this album, my dude. This is his best album by far, his best project ever. But besides the slew of the mixtapes, Ain't No Click, like the one I got, oh man, Warrior, the joint with Buck did get you on that joint too, Banks, neither here nor there.
Yes,
if you're
yes,
so gangster, Karma.
Yes, Buck did. Yo, another song that was fun, When It Chips It Down.
Chips It Down with Game.
Oh, this is strong for Mike's.
Southside Story?
Strong, strong for Mike's. And you know why this is a strong for Mike's? Because he really was a mixtape god by this time. Mixtape legend. And I wanted to see, could he make this album? How would it work? And they did it. You know, they gave him the features, you know, On Fire.
Avant Joint, Playboy. Smile and all that. That was big for him.
There's a producer on here that, you know, Ain't No Click produced by Havoc. Playboy, the second song, which was completely influenced by Jules Santana's Santana Town, because he used that flow for Playboy.
Yeah.
He used this for Playboy on there, and I knew it. But that was produced by Ron Browse, the Ether Boy. It's like it's impossible for
him
to talk
Jesus
2000s hip hop without talking about Ron Browse. I don't know why that's the case, but boy, Ron Browse production is all over the place. So
this is
a four mic album. Really enjoyed it. This got a lot of play for me. And let me tell you, I was one of the dudes who got the deluxe editions of everything G-Unit related. I never, ever got the regular CD. I got the CDs that came with a movie, okay? That's the CDs I got that came with a DVD. I ain't getting nothing G-Unit related during this era without getting the deluxe editions that came with a DVD. You know what I mean? Because that's how fanatic.
This thing you say with the deluxe.
For that word. That's how fanatic I was into the G-Unit movement.
How many mics, though?
Four. Strong Four. Strong Four was not better
strong
than
four.
Bucks to me. Was not better than Bucks to me.
All right. I'm going back to Harlem. These brothers dropped a part two to their part one called Diplomatic Immunity. They end up dropping Diplomatic Immunity Part 2. I'm talking about the Dipset crew. Now, Santana was big, my nigga. Tell me that song Santana was not big. That song was crack.
Yes, it was.
Take Them to Church was cool. Get used to it. Listen, Diplomatic Immunity 1 was better than this part 2 by far. And this is why I always say, rappers, when you have a classic album or an album that's deemed as a certified dope album to the hip-hop community, go to the number 2, man. Just leave it. Let it be Diplomatic Immunity part 1 and just keep it moving. If you do another album, don't say part 2, man. Because the expectation that you left us with on part 1, we're going to expect that for part 2. But I know y'all doing that because that's going to make us talk about, oh, my God, they're dropping the part 2. I got to say, Three Mics, man, was not really pleased with this album like that, son.
This was Three Mics. This was not – I wasn't feeling this album as much as the first Diplomatic Immunity.
And I'm a big Dipset fan, but I was not rocking with this.
I echo your sentiment, and I felt the same way. This – I remember getting it, and I was like – searching to find something I liked. When I'm doing that, man, that means that I'm just like literally trying to.
That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that means I'm just not pressing play and letting it rock. And I was like really looking, like searching, seeing who was the features on it. Oh, okay, I'll listen to this one now. And that's not a good look. But they did come out, and remember, the Dipset was moving and shaking in these streets heavy and old.
Yes, they were.
So I understand that. How many mics you give it? 3? Yeah, I give it 3 with you.
Three mics, man. 40 Cal on here, like SAS, London Boys. Come on, man. I want to hear them.
So I'm going to go to, I'm going back to Atlanta, Georgia, man. I'm going to Ludacris. Ludacris out towards the end of the year. And he dropped a banging album. Banging lyrically. He had a joint on here that I love so much. First of all, he had the ill intro. You know, he goes, love. Hey, remember that joint?
Which album? Talking Weapons of Destruction?
Red Light District. Ludacris.
Oh, Red Light District was 04, my bad.
Red Light District, man. Intro fire. The intro fire. Every rapper used to rap over that intro beat because that intro beat was fire. Doom, 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 doom. It was dope. Get Back, number one spot. The Potion.
Number one spot was my joint, though. My dude, I really love the number one spot, man. I know it was a commercial song, but I really rock with that joint heavy.
Now, let me give you a joint that I really love. I love Virgo with Nas and Dougie Fresh.
That was nice. That was actually a dope song.
I liked it because to me that was the essence of hip hop. You got Nas and Dougie Fresh rapping over the beatbox. To me, that is the definition of hip hop because there's no goddamn producer, no production that you need to hear. Ebro, Three Letter Man.
Oh boy.
I'm into,
here we go.
It's just the beatbox and the MCs. Hip hop to me. So I really like that. You know what I mean? This is a 3.5 mic album. I'm sleeping on him. I want to give him a 4, but if I give him a 4, I have to give him a weak 4. But I like this album. I'm not going to hold you. I like this album.
All right. I'm going back to Harlem to a dude that B-Dot from Rap Radar says that Mason Bethel was better than Styles P. I would never, ever let you ever. I would never forgive you for that, B-Dot. With that being said, Mace decided to come back to hip-hop after he went and robbed a few churches of money. He decided he wanted to come back to hip-hop with an album called Welcome Back. But the question I have, who the hell in 2004 was trying to welcome Mace back? Were you one of those people, Watson? Were you sitting at home anticipated for a Mace album in 2004 when you were playing mixtapes and Ransom and Graf and all these guys, Saigon, Papoose, Jada, and all this shit you was listening to?
Nope.
The album was trash. The album was garbage.
Not at all. There's nothing to talk about with this album. This album was trash. And it
Why? Because
bad.
He wanted to rock with him after this.
I'm just talking about this album. This album was not good. And when this album came out and they were building up, Mace was still living off his glory years of 1997 and 98. And everybody was like, yo, Mace is coming back. Nah, this album was not good.
I was good.
I did not like it at all. There's nothing to say about this album. The only thing you can say about this album is that it came out. That's it. You know what I mean? So let's go back to another album. So I'm going to take it to The Shy. I'm going to take it to an MC who we have not done an appreciation on, but he's one of the all-time greatest MCs who ever lived. His name is Twista. He dropped his 4th album. It was called Kamikaze. His lead single, his lead single was by Kanye West because this actually came out before Kanye West's album. So Kanye West said, you know what? I'm going to let you have this first. Kanye West, like, really resurrected him by letting him have Slow Jams first because it was on it first appeared on Twista's album. But as for who Twista is,
Let's keep it tall, man. Yo, Kanye resurrected a few niggas, man.
I highlighted that Kanye, the 2004, when you say 2004, it highlights that this is the beginning of Kanye. It's the most impactful, influential rapper of the last 15 years. I said that, and that's Kanye. Kanye has already been on the Jadakiss album we talked about. His album, he's on the Cam album. Most of the albums we talked about already, Kanye West is either produced or rapped on. Just to give you a feel of how this was the beginning of Kanye West's run. So boy, oh boy, man. I really love this Twista album, man. Like, really, really loved it. Like, I'm a big, big Twista fan. Like, as big as a fan, I have such an appreciation for his level of lyricism that I can't sell it short. I really like this album. So, I know you're a big Rockefeller guy, right? You like the Rock, Three Letterman. Is that safe to say you like
Rockefeller? Of course, nigga. You better put some respect on a Rock, boy. One of the greatest groups ever in hip-hop history, boy.
So they had a song, the last song on this album called Art of Life, Sha Rock, with Memphis Bleek, Young Chris, and Freeway. Didn't you like that song?
Who killed it? Keep it tall. Who killed it? Keep it tall.
Twista killed it. Twista killed it.
I got to keep it tall. Twista killed it.
Killed it. Twista killed it. But this is a dope song. Everybody got busy.
We got busy, but Twista owned that track, though.
Twista killed it. Like,
he owned the track.
You know, once again, Kanye West, overnight celebrity, his biggest second single. Kanye West blew that up. He had Higher with Ludacris. He went back and forth with Ludacris. Kill Us All and Get Me, man. Come on, man. I really, really rock with this. This is strong, strong Four Mics by Watson. Kamikaze by Twista. Strong Four Mics.
I ain't mad at that.
All right, where you going?
I'm going to Detroit, man. I'm going to the White Elvis of hip-hop. Mr. Eminem dropped his encore album. Curtains Up was dope. Evil Deeds, I did like Evil Deeds a lot. Toy Soldiers was big. Mosh, Puke was okay. Rain Man, I would say 3.5 for this album for me. Ask Mockingbird.
You're not going to highlight the song he had with 50?
I like the song with 50, though. I did like that, though. 3.5,
this,
man. Never Enough is, with 50, yeah, that was all right.
This is 3.5 mics. I think it's safe to say Eminem's first three albums were by far his best albums. His first three albums mixed with the 8 Mile soundtrack are, to me,
You like the Eminem Show more than I do, but go ahead.
Yeah, but you would agree that the Eminem Show was better than Encore, right?
Of course.
Right, so that's my point. His first three albums, plus the 8 Mile soundtrack, that's how I judge Eminem's career lyrically. Because he did that, that's enough for me. That body of work was so impactful, so lyrically, that it's why he's on a Mount Rushmore of lyricism. Basically, Eminem fell back during this time, man. 50 was making him so much money that the man just became addicted to drugs, man. He just was like, he was making so much money. There was nothing, it was just too much for him. But, like you said, I highlighted some of those songs. So that's that. Since we're in Detroit and we're going to stay in Detroit, I'm going to take it here. Slum Village. This is where, me personally, I was introduced to how dope Elzai was. Now,
yes, sir.
I remember my boy. See, the thing my friends used to do, love to do me, is put me on to stuff they know I'm not listening to. They always love to do that because I'm the one who puts everybody on. Nobody puts me on. So if any of my boys used to
put
me on something, all right? Because if you knew me, you couldn't put me on to nothing. I would be introducing you to people. Like in 04, I would have introduced you to Axel Leon back then. Okay, Dre? You hear me? I would have let you know him then. Trust me on that.
I know about Axel Leon in 04. What the fuck are you talking about?
I know that, but because here's what I'm trying to say. Because I was the dude who copped mixtapes every day, not every week, every day I saw an African bootleg man with 2 for $5, I always looked to see what was there. You know what I'm saying? But my man put
me on. They had Jay Dilla production on here on his album.
So my man,
on Reunion.
Why you listen to Slum Village? So he gave me Slum Village. Once again, Kanye West produces Selfish. Here we go again with Kanye West.
Yep.
And he's actually on the song with John Legend. So
that joint was my joint right there, though. I like that. I like the video, too. The video was fire.
Closer. So. This is where we find out how
Yo, man, why does Elzai not been up to Funkmaster Flex yet and spit no bars. That's crazy.
Because like Flex said, like Flex told Mickey Fax, you have to earn your way to get up there. Remember when he said that?
Earn. Get out of here, Flex.
So check this out.
Get out of here, man.
This is a 3.5 mic album to me. What you got it?
3.5 also. I agree with that. I agree.
All right.
Do you think it would, but let me ask you a question. Am I messed up if I say I have Elzai? I like Elzai now over Royce da 5'9"?
Yes, you're messed up if you say that.
Why am I saying that? Why would I be messed up?
Because he's not.
You don't think right now he is?
Right now, Royce might be the best MC in hip-hop, period. Right now, as we speak. There might not be a better MC than Royce da 5'9". Right now. There might not be a better MC who raps better than him right now, as we speak.
I'm going to Staten Island right quick. And once again, I said this earlier about groups that make albums that are classics, and then they want to name it Part 2. Method Man 2004 decided to drop Tikal Zero, the prequel. Can't say I was really loving this album a lot like that. Street Life, of course, is on here. That's one of my favorite songs on this album. Heavy mainstream artists on this album. Missy Elliott, Busta was on here, Snoop, Chinky, Luda was on here, Cardinal Official. You know, for me, 3 mics.
This was the era to me where I thought Wu-Tang was lost in the sauce in terms of where they were in hip-hop. They would
but it's a solo album, though, so it's not like he's with the rest of the Wu.
No, I know that. I know that. But it didn't have an impact on me, this album. Just on my love of a Wu, I copped it, but I didn't like this album, man. It's like when I think Method Man, I never think of Tikal the prequel.
Nope.
The album where he did that song over with Busta Rhymes, with on the bus. To me, you're trying to recapture the glory and
bring the pain. Wait for it, Mef.
So three mics. I agree with you. Since we are talking about Wu-Tang guys, let's stay in Staten Island and go to my man, Iron Man, a.k.a. Tony Stark, Ghost Dini, the Pretty Tony album. Did I like this album better than Method Man's album? Yes, I did.
Yes.
A lot better. Did this album have songs that were in heavy rotation with me? Yes, they did. They had Run by Jadakiss, one of my favorite songs of 2004.
Run was fire. Run was fire, though.
Like it was your favorite song. That's right. I know that. I like Metal Lungies with Sheik Lutz and Style P, which clearly started the relationship with
Sheik and Ghostface. Yeah.
Oh, clearly, because you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What I did not know is No ID produced that song. You know I didn't know that, right?
What's that?
I didn't know that. He produced Metal Lungies.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
3.5.
So, 3.5, no question. I like this album. Ghost never stopped making albums, man. Let's just call it what it is. Ghost just never stopped making
albums. He makes the best albums out of the Wu after Raekwon dropped it, Only Built for Cuban Links.
Yes.
I'm going to Queens, man. QB, man. I'm going to Nas Escobar. Nas dropped the album Street Disciple. I don't think this is an album that I think personally, if you're not a real hip-hop nerd, this is an album that people really don't talk about when they talk about Nas albums. I think the first single he had on there was the, what was that joint called? Remember the Times was one of the big songs he had on there. Bridging the Gap was Thief Steam. Thief Steam was my joint on here. Did like Thief Steam. Getting Married, can't say, like I said, man, he did give a He did a song about Rakim. That was my joint right there, man. Unauthorized biography of Rakim, UBR. But that was my joint. I got to say 3.5, man. 3.5 for Nas here, man.
3.5, but this has a 5-mic song on here that is classic Nas. Suicide Bounce. Suicide Bounce is 100% prime Escobar season, without question. That joint would bust on the hook, but the way Nas was rapping.
I like Reason, man. Reason is my favorite song on here, man.
That's the Suicide Bounce is my favorite song on here. Just so you know, how when me and you heard this album,
we listened different, nigga.
No question, Suicide Bounce my favorite song.
You need to go to audiologist.
Another song that got heavy rotation, Just a Moment featuring Quan. That was some dude named Quan.
That was a big song. Yeah, you
and
know
that,
rappers non-signed dudes, and then after 2 months, they're on the back of the bus. Okay.
So that was that. So yeah, 3.5, man. 3.5.
Not a strong 3.5 either.
Not a strong 3.5. It was a better album. It was a double disc CD. It was better than Nostradamus. We admit
that.
That
ain't saying much. Wow. That's not saying much.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to one of my favorite MCs of all time. His name is Talib Kweli. He dropped an album called The Beautiful Struggle. Once again, who's giving him production? Kanye West is on here. He had that song with Mary J. Blige, produced by Kanye West. Remember? I Try, because I know you like Mary, so I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the song.
The Queen.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful Struggle, produced by High Tech. Listen, I am a Talib Kweli super fan. I totally enjoyed this album. This is when I realized that Talib Kweli is just going to make more hip hop than Mos Def. Other stuff. So, this was the album that came out. I bought this album. I remember buying it, and I enjoyed it. This is, to me, 3.5 mic album.
You want 3.5?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, easy?
3.5 mic album, man.
I'm going to St. Louis to a brother that dropped with a double CD that year, Mr. Nellyville, Mr. Nelly. It was called Sweat and Suit. Can't say I was rocking to this album, but, you know, on PSA Hip Hop, we're not blind to the fact. You're blind, baby! We're not blind to the fact of people that had impact and that was moving and shaking when they was out here. And Nelly was moving and shaking out here with this album. Well, the singles off his album. I don't know who the hell wants to hear Nelly CD, a double CD of Nelly. I'd rather throw up than do that. But over and over with Tim McGraw, you know, I guess he's trying to reach the country people and stuff like that. Not for me, but I know the impact that it had.
This album was not for me. At some point, Nelly not being nice lyrically was going to catch up to him.
He was never nice lyrically, so let's be clear on that. I mean,
I felt at some point it was going to catch up to him because he's from the Midwest, but the Southern boys was here, they was coming, and I personally was not into
it. He was rapping to the chicks while the Southern boys was talking that gangster shit.
There's nothing, and let me just be clear, there's nothing wrong with rapping to the chicks. LL did it for years. And
nothing wrong.
MC, I had no problem with that. Just this album, we're highlighting that it came out, but it wasn't one of my albums. So 3 mics, man. I'm being nice to give it 3 mics.
2.5, guy.
So now I'm getting to an album that I've really played, really liked. The Roots Tipping Point. They might as well have called Black Thought solo album, but they called it the Roots.
Is it every Roots album really a Black Thought solo album?
No,
come on now.
No, No, every Roots album is not a Black Thought solo album. Illa Duff Half Life.
But it feels like that, though. It feels that way because his verses stand out more than anybody else, my G.
No. Illa Duff Half Life.
Yes.
Illa Duff Half Life is not a Black Thought solo album.
No, but Black. We know Black, my dude. But all right. You're talking about their first album, right? Illa Duff Half Life, right?
I'm talking about their second album. The one that came out in 1990.
But no one kidding. But Illa Duff Half Life gets more praise than
their
first album.
That's their best album. Their best album. He only has one solo song on there. He only has one.
Are you saying that's the best Roots album?
Yes. Illa Duff Half Life. Yes, that's by far the best Roots album. By far. You can't even debate it. You can't debate that. Go ahead.
We'll debate it some other time. Go ahead, bro.
So this album. Let me tell you this right now. This is a four-mic album right here, man. Straight up. This is just Black Thought getting busy on every song. He had that song, Don't Say Nothing, where he doesn't say anything.
That song was dope.
And they stand on court. He's just rapping. Now you know what Watson listens to. So everybody wants to know, what's an MC to Watson? Black Thought and Don't Say Nothing. That's what an MC is to me. That's what a person who can rap, who can rhyme, that's what they do. He also has a song where he mimicked Coogee Rap and Big Daddy Kane and then did
that himself.
That song was fire.
That was very creative.
He rapped just like them.
That was very creative.
I really like this album because I played basically every song. You know what I'm saying? This is a strong four-mic album to me. Straight up.
Strong four?
Black Thought raps better than your favorite rapper. And y'all mad when I say that because your favorite rapper got more success, your favorite rapper's more known, your favorite rapper rocks ice. Yes, he's better than Jim Jones. He's a better rapper than Jim Jones.
Thanks for giving us a breaking news that Black Thought is a better MC than Jim Jones. Thanks for breaking that down, Watson. No one in the PSA comment, hip hop boys, knew that. Thanks for letting us know that Black Thought was lyrically better than Jim Jones. Thanks for breaking the
better than
Kim Lon
John. How about that? Is that better? Is that better? I'm not saying he's a better rapper than Kim.
But I'd rather listen to Cam than Black Thought, though.
And I'd rather listen to Black Thought.
That's
and
real.
I think Black Thought
is lyrically better than Cam'ron. That's a fact. But Dipset did more for me, my hip hop soul, than the Roots.
Not me. Not my hip hop soul.
Impossible.
No, I'm saying to me. I'm just saying to me.
Okay. I'm going back to Harlem.
Speaking of Jim Jones,
he dropped his debut album on my way to church. I did cop this, yes. This is Jim Jones with Cam'ron. Did love that joint. Let's Ride featuring J.R. Ryder. Did like that joint. Certified Gangsters. Did like that joint. Jamaican Joint. Did like that joint. And let me say this right here. Black Thought is lyrically better, of course, than Jim Jones. But I did play that Jim Jones album way more than the Roots album, though. That's a fact, though.
There's no way in hell I played this Jim Jones album more than The Tipping Point, the album I just talked about. The album
I
just talked about.
I did.
Not me. Okay, you did. Watson played
Crunk
Tipping
Music.
Point. Watson played The Tipping Point by The Roots more, way more, than Jim Jones' debut album. To be blunt, I never played Jim Jones' debut album. I used to watch
When I was in the whip in the 95 and 2004 in the whip, and I'm getting nice, and I'm in the car with the boys. Niggas was not trying to play the Roots at midnight going to the club at all. Niggas was not trying to play the Roots on the way to the club, smoking some of them things, and had the Henny bottle and the whip, and we going to the club. Niggas at midnight are not playing the fucking Roots.
Okay, so now
unless you wash your dishes, my nigga.
Now let me give you my reality of 2004 in the whip with my people. They would never expect me to play Jim Jones in the car because they know who I am. They would be like, "Yo, you trying to be funny? Why are you?"
So hold on.
You know,
you were listening to the Roots. Hold on. Let me get this right.
You were listening to The Roots on the way to the club?
No, I wasn't going to the club in 04. I wasn't going to the club. I'm not a club guy, so
oh,
I wasn't doing that.
Okay.
So
you're not a club guy. Okay. I was a club guy.
But I was in the whip a lot. And no Jim Jones. Dipset, yes.
Nah, when niggas is getting nice, going to the club in June and era, going to listen to 50 and all that. And you know what I'm saying? Niggas was playing that Jim Jones shit heavy, man. Niggas was not like, yo, son, slide that Roots. Tipping Point album over here for a minute.
No, they weren't doing that. Okay, so let me just say this. That Jim Jones album has zero impact on me in 04. Zero. You can't rap. Point blank. So, that's that.
Album was so tough, though.
We're going to take it.
And the
poem
album, so.
So we're going to take it to Brooklyn now. To an MC you do not like. To an MC
I know exactly where you're going.
Then set it off. Let's talk about it. Start talking about it.
The guy who sound like Big? The guy who sound like Big?
No. I'm talking about Loso.
Oh, what? Who said I don't like Fabulous? What are you talking about? Why would you say that? Fabulous is not your guy.
I like that. When your boys come home from the club, clearly y'all don't listen to Fabulous. Yeah, we do listen to Fab, my G, but Fab albums are not that great.
So stop fucking coming to the show acting like Fab was about to. You better say Fab dropped a 5-mic album with this Real Talk album. Knock it off.
He had a song better than any song Jim Jones ever done in his life. It's called Please. Let's compare albums. Breathe, Street Anthem, In the Whip.
I love Breathe. Breathe is the shit. Breathe ran 04, my nigga. Not for nothing. Breathe ran 2004, my G. It ran 2004.
Okay.
As a song, it ran 2004.
While you listen to Jim Jones, trust me when I tell you I was listening to way more Fab than Jim Jones.
No, I was listening to Fab. No. The difference between me and you is this. I'm listening to Fab and Jim Jones. Both.
Okay. I was listening to Fab and not Jim Jones.
Get it right.
All right? Let's get that right. I like some. So,
How about this, tough guy? Jim Jones' poem album is better than any fucking album Fabulous ever fucking dropped. How about that, nigga? The fuck you talking about, boy?
Okay, I'm not going to
dispute that. Shut up, nigga.
I'll dispute it now. Fab album with Freck the Billionaire, Red Cafe, and Neo.
Oh, really?
Was better than that.
Really?
Was better than that. Yeah. With Pusha T.
Get the fuck out of here, son.
Remember that album? The album he had with Pusha T with Jokes on You? The album he had with the remix that he had Ransom, Joe Budden, Paul Kane, and all of them on there? That album? Yeah, better than anything Jim Jones ever did.
No, it wasn't better than the Poem album. Nigga, shut the fuck up. It was not better than the Poem album. You sound dumb as hell. No, it wasn't.
Now you know why I stand on that. You said I couldn't, and I told you. And I gave
you. Just because you pulled something out your ass, nigga, get the fuck out of here, B.
Here's one thing that'll never come out of my mouth. Jim Jones has an or a classic album. That will never come from one.
That boom album was fire, though.
Hey, come in, boys.
Talk to this nigga. Boom album was fire.
Yo, but we're not talking about the poem album. We're in 04. I'm talking about the Fab album, Real Talk, that had the smooth crossover anthem, Baby, when Fab had the Chick Killer on. And then
I was good off Baby. While you was playing Baby, I was playing some other shit. But go ahead, though.
What was you playing?
Going with your back, though.
Oh, let me guess. You was playing Certified Gangster by Jim Jones. That's what you was playing, right? A remake song, right? That's what you was doing?
I was playing Dipset mixtapes. I know that.
On,
I was playing heavy Dipset mixtapes. I know that. That's what I do, though.
It's 4-mic album by Fab. Do the damn thing. Free for
nah,
young
nah you're bugged. Three and a half.
How you talking
three
about
that song? Three and a half. Three and a half.
How did you feel about the song, Do the Damn Thing with Young Jeezy? How'd you feel about that song?
I like that song. It's like my second favorite song on the album.
Jeezy or Fab?
Fab, but what's that? Of course, Fab.
That's your favorite song on the album.
After Breathe.
Is that?
After Breathe.
Oh, yeah, After Breathe. Now it's After Breathe. Stop jumping out the window, brother.
Nigga, shut the fuck up, my nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Jump out the window, nothing, nigga.
Stop
the hell out of here.
Yeah. You can't see Loso.
Fuck out of here.
Jim Jones. Jim Jones could never see Loso.
Yo, my nigga, no one's saying Jim can see Loso. Relax. All I'm saying is the Poem album is better than any album Fab has ever dropped.
And that's a... All right,
watch the common boys hit me with the Soul Tape mixtape series. I'm talking about albums, unless y'all considering Soul Tape albums. Okay, fine, I'll give you the Soul Tape 1 and Soul Tape 2. Those shits are fire.
Okay, so the album that is better than any is the From Nothing to Something album. That's better than Poem. That album is better than Poem, without question. Without question.
Who?
From Nothing to Something. Fab.
Not better than Poem. You a fucking liar.
So, but here's the thing. We can get into that as we go into the other years of appreciation. Let's just keep it on 2004 for now. But I want to be very clear when I say this, unequivocally clear. From Nothing to Something by Fab was better than anything Jim Jones has ever done in his life.
Nope. I'm not going to let you lie to the people.
Since you want to derail the conversation, let's really break it down. On Fab's album, From Nothing to Nothing, let's talk about it.
I'm going to
talk about it.
I'm going to
talk about it right now.
Talk about what?
He has a song called Brooklyn.
Jay-Z.
Give me your song off a Poem you liked better than that. I'm listening.
Yo, the Poem intro was fire, my nigga.
The Poem intro was fire. Did you like the Poem intro better than Brooklyn?
My nigga, that's an anthem. You're talking about an anthem song, my G. That's an anthem song, nigga.
What's the anthem song?
The Brooklyn song. With Fab and fucking at home, nigga.
What
the fuck you talking about, nigga?
What song you like better than Brooklyn? What song? You can't name a Fab.
It's a different vibe, my nigga. That's an anthem song, bro. That's an anthem song, my nigga.
You got to fall back with me when it comes to that.
I don't got to fall back on nothing, nigga. I don't got to fall back on shit. Because Max B and Jim Jones was doing a Thug Is a Reppin' Time, Pin the Tail, Get It Poppin'. Buggin' Weatherman, Don't Push Me Away.
Man, you're bugging, my nigga.
Concrete Jungle? Come on, fam. Come on, Jim. Capital Status, nigga.
This
Poem album is better than let me shut up again.
You have to shut up. I won't shut up. I will tell you if I think an album is better. I gotta catch myself
because I want to see a certain artist album. No, I caught myself, fuckboy. I caught myself, nigga, because I was going to say a particular album. I was like, nah, not that one. Gotta think about it.
I know you couldn't do it. You see how you can't do it? Because you can't.
Nigga, you don't even know what album I was going to say. Shut the fuck up. You don't even know what album I was going to fucking say, nigga.
You can't jump out the window.
Fuck you talking about?
You can't jump out the window with Jim Jones. That album's not on my radar in 04.
That shit was on my radar. That shit got played in my whip.
Run Away to Church in 04? That was on your radar? Over what? What's it better than Young Thug?
Yeah. That was getting played in my whip, yeah.
What's it better
than Young Thug? I was fucking with that.
We talked about.
No.
What's it better than nothing?
My nigga,
talked about.
I could see the difference to me and you is this. I can switch to artists. I can go into my lyrical dude. I can go into my gangster shit. I can go into my ride out music. There's different vibes, nigga. The fuck you talking about, boy?
You're right, and I just talked
nigga,
about it.
This nigga want me to play Talib Kweli. This nigga want me to play Talib Kweli at 12 o'clock at night, sipping energy, going to the club.
Yo,
to see fucking... Get the fuck out of here, B.
I can listen to G-Unit. I can listen to Young Buck, and then I can listen to Talib. I can listen to Jadakiss, and then I can listen to The Roots. So I can go back and forth. But what do all these albums have in common? MCs that can rhyme. Masters of Ceremony. Lil Spin.
Who? Cardi B?
Who do not have ghostwriters?
Who Cardi B?
Migos? Let's talk about
it. Cardi B? Cardi B and Migos?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Cardi B and Migos, right? That's what you want to talk about? You want to talk about Cardi B and Migos?
No, we want to talk about Jim Jones and his ghostwriters.
Tekashi 6ix9ine? The nigga that you like? Oh, Richard Kidd. Oh, how about the new Jack that you like now? How about the new nigga you like now? Richard Kidd. How about that little fuck boy? You like that little nigga too, Richard Kidd, right?
Yo,
huh?
Yo,
huh?
Yo, come on. Yo,
huh?
let's talk about 2004. An album that Three Letterman likes to ride out to with the dude, Dope Rice is Bomb. The MCs were talking about an album, they write the bomb. Chuck Belize, Lacks, and Talib Kweli write their rhyme. Best believe that.
What does that mean?
Yo,
you like Drake? Hey, Mr. 10 Summers. Hey, Mr. 10 Summers. Don't you call yourself that 10 Summers? So guess what, 10 Summers? The guy that you like, 10 Summers, he don't write his rhymes, 10 Summers.
Yes, he does.
No, you fuck, he don't.
Yes, he does.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Yes, he does.
What are you talking about, boy?
Yes, he does. That's another conversation.
All right.
That's another conversation.
Well,
but
I'm going to the West Coast. I'm going to the West Coast. My turn, nigga. Going to the West Coast. Snoop Dogg, Rhythm and Gangsta, the masterpiece. Can't say I was too much in love with this album too much. You know, it had Drop It Like It's Hot. I know that was a big song because that song was big. My son used to love that song very much. When that beat would come on, he would start going crazy. Had Oh No on there, No Thang on Me. I'd say Three Mics, man. Snoop Dogg, Rhythm and Gangsta.
Snoop Dogg, Rhythm and Gangsta, not on my radar. Did not like that album. Not on my radar. Did not like that album. Did not like that album. I'm not even going to front and try to act like I like that album. I did not like that album. So we just going to have to get off that. So
but
now
Drop It,
let's go
Drop
back.
It Like It's Hot was big, though. Drop It Like It's Hot was big fame, though.
Drop
it was
like
a big song for Snoop.
Was huge. It was. This was during the era when everything the Neptunes touched was gold. Everything. If the Neptunes gave you a beat, Neptunes was go-to. Timberland, Neptunes, they was go-to. I'm talking about commercial, like for commercial stuff, if you really wanted it, Neptunes. So, yeah, you're right. That was a big song. But that album, no, my man. That album got no play for me. Now, I know
I was
so anti-West Coast. I'm going to be honest. It's not that I'm anti-West Coast. It was that wasn't the album for me.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't, bro.
So,
it wasn't.
I'm going to take it to Queens. I'm going to take it to Queens. To an MC that dropped an album that started a 3-year war with a G-Unit and the Lox. I'm going to Ja Rule. And Ja Rule dropped an album called R-U-L-E. And on that album, he had a song called New York. The question I ask to you three, what was a better New York anthem? Brooklyn with Loso, Uncle Murda, a.k.a. Lenny Grant, and Sean Carter, or New York with Fat Joe, Jadakiss, and John? This is what hip-hop dudes like us talk about. What song to you was a better New York anthem, in your opinion?
I got to go Ja, Jada, and Fat Joe.
Okay. So this album had Black Child, Cadillac Town on it. Now, peep this. This had a song that I really liked. Now, I know you didn't like this song, but I loved it. Wonderful with R. Kelly and Shanti.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
That was my joint. That
you
was
would
my
like that
joint.
Joint.
Yo, I really like this joint. I really like this joint. But I want to reiterate something because I want to make sure it's clear. The song New York with Ja Rule, Jadakiss, and Fat Joe, you liked it better than Brooklyn with Fab.
Now, first of all, that's not Jay-Z's song. That's Fabulous' song. So why you acting?
You right.
I know what you're trying to do.
You want to take shots at hope
anytime you can.
No, nigga.
Who the fuck you think you're talking about? That's Fabulous'
song.
I'm featuring Uncle Murda and Jay-Z, nigga.
You're right. And I'm asking you, what song was a bigger New York City anthem in your opinion? I just want to know your personal preference.
I just told you, nigga.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Yo, I just told you that.
I did not hear
Jada,
you.
Ja, and Fat Joe, man.
Was better than Brooklyn with Lenny Grant, So, and Hov.
Or he wasn't around calling himself Lenny Grant yet. He was still a dirty Brooklyn nigga, okay?
Okay. By the way, we're talking about the mixtape era, Uncle Murder. All right. No, what am I talking about? My fault, y'all. Brooklyn, that wasn't an 04, but I just wanted to compare the anthems. So, yeah.
3.5, I want 3 mics.
Okay.
Was niggas really listening to Ja Rule in 04? I was too
yeah.
I was jamming
yeah.
out, man.
I was too, but that New York anthem, so here's the significance of that New York anthem. That song is the reason why 50 went at Fat Joe and Jadakiss. That song
yeah, but
is
we,
the reason yeah, why.
Because they was guilty by association, yada, yada,
but my
yada.
Point is,
no,
but my point
know.
Is, but my
Piggy
point
Bank.
Is.
A year later, here comes Piggy Bank. We know the story, my G.
So let me ask, do we know the story? Recently on Twitter, you said Sheik Lutz was dissing 50 for like 3 years straight. He got like 100 diss songs for 50. Did you not say that on Twitter
yeah.
recently? Okay,
yeah.
What caused 50 and them to go at it? This song, New York. The song in 2004
right.
came out by Ja Rule. That's my
okay.
point. That song that started a 3-year war with G Unit and D Block.
All right. I'm going to Brooklyn, or am I going to Belize? I don't know. Brooklyn and Belize. That's where I'm going right now. An artist that I never really rocked with like that. A lot of niggas say, oh, his first album was a classic. He got out the joint and named his album Godfather Buried Alive. Shine, wait for it, my nigga. Was not feeling this album at all, my dude. I got to keep it tall. I listened
you
to it.
Like,
I had to throw up.
Yo,
nah,
you didn't like
not for me.
Yeah, you didn't like the diss song you had the 50?
No. This is 2 mics.
Can you please tell me why Angie Martinez used to promote that album every day? Every single day.
I don't know why she did that, bro.
Every single day, she would promote that album. And that's when I found out that she was being paid by Def Jam to do that. Because it blew my mind. She talked about that album every day. And I was like, what is going on? Did not like that album at all. So, because I'm ready to leave that album in the trash bin where it belongs. Okay?
Where it belongs, Evan.
So now, let me get to an album. That now here's a fact, and you know what's great? Cause my boy Rob, shout to you, Rob, cause you know we was in the facts. We used to play this album, cause she dead nice. Damn sure played it more than Jim Jones, cause we did not play Jim Jones in the last ever.
I struck a nerve with Jim Jones.
This sister we're gonna talk about is the sister that I listen to more than Rhapsody. Yes, her name is Shauna. She had a popular song back then.
Get the fuck out of here, Shauna.
Get the fuck out of here.
The only thing Shauna got over Rap City, she looked sexy as hell. That's the only thing she got on Rap City.
Knock it off. Shauna came out with an album.
Kill yourself, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Shauna came out with an album,
right,
that I really liked. She had the big, big song in Give Me Some Head. You agree that was a big song, right?
Yeah, man.
Wasn't getting something big song, and
yeah,
she
man.
Came out with it. She came out with an album. I really like this album. I really played it once again. Kanye West on the production tip. He got production on here. Kanye West ran. Kanye West 2004, the beginning of the Kanye West. You know, you just got
the run.
There's a song
the run.
On this album. There's a song on this album called RPM, Twista and Ludacris, where the beat keeps speeding up, and every rapper has to match the speed of the beat. It is incredible display of lyricism. An incredible display of lyricism. I've always fucked with Shauna. I've always liked her. I have all her albums. She's a dope female to me. So, has Watson ever bought a Shauna CD? Yeah, I bought 2 of them. I've been listening to her since she was on Cap One album. Okay? I really messed with her. I like her. So, this album in 04 definitely got play for me.
This nigga really gave Shauna a shout out. Okay.
Hey, how did I not? I listen to rap. You listen to Jim Jones. I listen to MCs that write their own rhymes. This difference, homie. This a big difference.
I listen to everything, nigga. Shut the fuck up, first of all. I listen to everything, nigga. Let's be clear on that. I'm going back to the South to 2 brothers that. I know they had an album called Living Legends, and they are South Living Legends. I can't say I was too heavy into their music, but I knew that a lot of cats respected them. They from the same birthplace as what Memphis, Tennessee, what 3-6 Mafia. I'm going 8-Ball and NJG, Living Legends. One of my boys that lived in the South, rock with these niggas heavy, man. I can't say this is for me, my nigga, but I got to respect these niggas.
Okay, I feel you on that. I got to respect them, too. They're not for me. It wasn't for me, and there's no shade of disrespect. I understand these brothers. I give them much respect. It's just that the region I was in, this is before you could share music and all that kind of stuff. You could, you know, you had naps and all that. But I'm not going to lie to y'all and say I was banging this album in 04 because I wasn't. I can't front. I wasn't. So that's all I could tell you about that album, man. I wasn't playing it. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
I wasn't playing this album like that, Manji. All
right. So you just wanted to shout out. Where you going? Now, I'm going to the Wu, man. You know I'm a Wu-Tang. I'm a number one disciple of Wu-Tang. And finally, Master Killer drops an album called No Set Date. Did I cop it? You damn right I copped it. Did I listen to it? You damn right I listened to it. You know, it had Three's favorite rapper on here, Street Life. Street Life was definitely on here. Like I said, this was the era where Wu-Tang's sound, it just wasn't, they didn't fit in for whatever the reason.
Well, it started it started before that, way before 04, if you want to keep it tall.
Yeah, you're right, but, you know, I was not heavy into Wu. Because Master Killer was the last Wu member to drop a solo album, it meant something to me to get it because I have every Wu-Tang. I pride myself on having every – I purchased every Wu-Tang solo member album, including Golden Arms. So I played this album, and I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? Didn't get a lot of spins. I listened to it, but because my mental state was not in the Wu state of mind, I didn't appreciate it until later on when I went back to listen to it some more. But I definitely cop No Set Date. Master Killer.
Well, okay.
That's hip hop stuff.
Brooklyn nigga, you know how it goes. I'm going to back to the South, man. I'm going to where I'm at right now, South Florida. Trick Daddy, Thug Matrimony, Married to the Streets. I gotta say this again, man. Before Rick Ross came on the scene, Trick Daddy was really holding down the streets of 305. Obviously, he had Poison Clan and a huge other cats and another bunch of cats. Two Live Crew, obviously. Disco Rick, RIP Disco Rick. I know about all these cats, man. I do my Googles, man. Nah, but Trick Daddy did drop a. You ask the average Miami cat, they'll tell you this album is one of their favorites. It had what the children's song, I Want to Sing. These Are the Days. These Are the Days are really big down here to my Miami cats. 3.5, man. Trick Daddy, man.
I'm glad you told me that because I clearly wouldn't know. Did not buy it. Did not cop it. Very ignorant of this album. So I have to take your word for it, whatever you said. You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's, without talking about mixtapes, that's where I can legitimately really talk to you without talking about mixtapes. Because let's be real, I probably listen to more mixtapes in 04 than albums.
Me too. That's a fact. All right. Take us home, Archie.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of where rappers who don't write their lyrics get praised.
What do you mean they get praise? I didn't praise nobody. Nigga, you should not be talking about praise with nobody. Mr. 10 Summers, Miss Cardi B. The fuck you talking about, boy?
So as long as you don't write your rhymes and you drop home and you have a whole stable of ghostwriters, 3 will rock with you hard body. PSA.
Yo, my G, I like the poem album, man. Okay, what you say? And Jim's last this album he just dropped right now was dope also. Okay. Are you gonna front like Jim did not hold down Dipset for one time? For like a good 2-year stretch? He did not hold down Dipset?
Tell me down. I'm not gonna front on that. I will not front on that. That is a fact.
That's what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. Fuck with your boys, man. We out here, man.